Nearly 70% of Philadelphia seniors are homeowners, but a recent report from the Pew Charitable Trust shows many older residents still struggle with housing costs, especially older renters. A community event hosted by WHYY's Bridging Blocks Initiative brought people together to discuss the issue and potential solutions. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports.
Edward T. Johnson bought his townhouse in the Cecil B. Moore neighborhood back in 1999. Now at 66 years old, he's retired and living off a pension and Social Security income. Johnson says he can afford the costs that come with being a homeowner, but knows others are struggling with their own limited fixed incomes. A couple years ago, he invited a longtime friend to come live with him. They now share some of the expenses of daily living.
We both retired, so we can cover. I don't charge him hardly nothing to pay. He can save some money, and I can save some money, okay? That's the whole idea.
City and state aging officials are trying to raise awareness about similar initiatives like the Pennsylvania Shared Housing and Resource Exchange Program, which pairs older homeowners with older renters seeking affordable housing. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
The Pennsylvania Turnpike at Downingtown Interchange is open as usual this morning, even though a canopy collapsed over the toll plaza. The canopy was being removed as part of a cashless tolls conversion on the roadway. An expert is concerned about the melting snow causing health issues in the region. Dr. Stephen Goldsmith of Villanova University says the amount of salt melter that could wash into storm drains could be toxic to people.
Support for NPR.
He says that it could turn into a concentrated brine that's going into storm drains and streams. The brine can result in high sodium and chloride levels, which can lead to hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and kidney issues. Residents voiced their frustration about the School District of Philadelphia's proposal to close or combine 20 schools. And we'll have more on that next hour here on WHYY.